You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, we are.
We're ready to play. Let's meet the players. Hi, Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
You little bright ball of sunshine, you. What are you up to today?
I am actually about to take my kiddo to his grandma's house so I can go to work.
Dump him off, huh?
Okay. It works.
Is grandma spoiling him and fill him full of sugar and let him watch TV that they shouldn't be watching?
Well, she actually runs an in-home daycare, so it's pretty
structured. Oh, that's good.
But she still spoils him, yes.
Yeah, that's what
well,
they do.
Well, I would say Grandma's got a favorite out of all of those kids that she watches then.
Yeah, I'd say you're speaking the truth, probably.
The job you're going to, what do you do?
I actually work at a place called Halo. I handle a bunch of promotional products. So if, you know, Mix 100 needed some hats or something, you would come to my company. And
we
I would
do need hats.
Out.
We need hats and T-shirts and hoodies. And
we need all of that.
We need everything.
Just load
well,
us up, why don't
girl.
You?
Got your girl, Jordan.
We found our girl. It's Jordan. She's going to hook us up.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
Good luck to you today. The girls are actually up 1-0 so far, but the guy who's going to try to tie it up for July is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, and yes, I will do my best.
That's all we can ask. That's
Please do.
All we
yeah.
can ask.
What can you get us, Dan, for free? What do you do for a living?
Oh, boy. I help run an investment management firm here in Denver.
All right, you can get us some.
So he's going to get us the money that we would then give to Jordan for the hats and
yep.
the shirts.
Yep.
See there how all go. This works? It's a big cycle here. It's great.
I see. It's all about hooking you guys up.
Boy, it's been a tough year for you, hasn't it?
Well, we still provide value to our customers, but boy, the market is not helping that. It's for darn sure.
Nice line.
I guess I should Good say line. It's not been a great year for your customers, but yeah. Hopefully it'll turn here before the end of the year. Hope, fingers crossed.
There you go. I'm with you.
Let's explain to people who are new to our show how this works. I'm going to ask Dan some questions that girls are probably more likely to know. Jeremy's got questions for Jordan that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get that great prize. If we are tied after three questions, we play sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. Today, the ladies are up first. Jeremy, Jordan is all yours.
All right, sweet Jordan, here we go. Sledge, ball, peen, and claw are all types of what?
Oh, goodness. Golf balls.
No. Those are hammers. Hammer time.
Sledge, hammer, ball,
the ball peen, which is fun to say. The hand me the peen hammer.
What, I remember my dad had the ball peen hammer. What exactly is that made for? Because it's a
metal,
weird
I believe. It's a metal working hammer.
Is it to
hammer.
Pound out and shape metal?
Yeah, it's
is
got that,
it? That
rounded.
Yeah, it's a
side
rounded head.
Yeah, I think
on
it's for
it,
metal.
So, yeah. Over to Dan we go. Dan, Forbes magazine just named her the youngest female self-made billionaire in America. It's mostly because of her cosmetic and lingerie products. Ooh. Who am I talking about?
Oh, my. I'm just going to guess Kylie Jenner.
Good guess. Not right, though. That is Rihanna. She's a singer, sure, but most of her money has come from her other products.
Yes.
Don't you know? And she's worth $1.4 billion.
Would you like to manage that? Think of the commish.
Boy, oh, boy.
Awesome. All right.
Back to Jordan.
Jordan, lava. Is a heavy-duty brand of what? Lava.
Oh, my goodness.
Hurry.
Lava.
Guess.
Uh-oh.
Hurry.
Oh, it's soap. It's soap.
A type of soap.
It's got ground pumice in it, don't you
I'm
know?
I'm doing terrible.
Really bad today. Like, really, really bad.
I hope you do better making our T-shirts than you do in this game.
They're all crooked.
Yes. She misspells mix.
The neck holes are too small.
She's got three armholes in it. That's lava soap is weird, too.
Oh, man, that'll tear your skin right off.
Yeah, that's strange. I've used
mechanics
that
like
weird.
That stuff, yeah.
Back to Dan. Nobody's got a point yet. Dan, let's see if you get this. If you just got a French tip, what did you get?
Oh.
Well, that would be a manicure.
That is, well, look at that.
Right.
Dan knows nails. Well done, Danny boy.
Hey, Jordan.
Pressure.
Jordan, if you don't get this, the game is over.
It's donezo.
If you do get it, Dan will have one more chance to win before it goes to overtime. But you do need this one to stay alive.
Okay.
We are going to be talking about this here in just a minute during the trending report, but I need to know what actor played Batman that wore the bat suit with the nipples molded on the front of the bat suit. Which actor was that?
Let's see. Heath Ledger.
No.
I think he was the Joker.
He was Joker.
Oh my gosh, he was. That was so terrible.
It was George Clooney. George Clooney had the bat nipples.
The dreamy George Clooney. I got to say, Jordan, you are absolutely delightful, but the game is over.
Darn it.
Wow. Thrilling 1-0 victory today.
I know. Kind of lame.
Well, Jordan, you're absolutely charming, but you do have to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go.
Boys rule.
Boom.
Today they do.
Say hi to Grandma for us, all right?
Yeah.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Have a great day. Hey, Dan, you came through for the boys. You tied it up for the month.
I love
Way
it.
To go.
I love it. That's
well,
awesome.
Stick around because Josh is going to come back and he's going to have a few words with you and tell you all about your prize. Okie doke.
Thanks, guys. Hey, by the way, longtime caller. It's awesome. Our listener.
Hey, we appreciate
thanks,
it. How
Dan.
Long have you been listening? Do you know?
Probably 20 plus years, at least back to the Dom and Jane days. So,
yeah, it's been a while.
First, 20 years.
Long time and first time getting on. So
holy cow, man.
That's terrific. Yeah. Well, that really does mean a lot to us. We never take it for granted, people who listen to that long. Thank you, buddy. Stand by,
you
and
bet.
Josh will come chat with you, okay?